and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. DPP attributes anti-corruption gains to establishment of Economic and Financial Crimes Court and inter-agency coordination. ERB developing real-time fuel tracking to curb hoarding. Tsunami alerts issued for the US, Japan and the Philippines after massive earthquake. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondway. The Director of Public Prosecutions, Gilbert Peary, says the recently released Financial Intelligence Center Trends Report, which recorded $3.5 billion in illicit financial flows, demonstrates that government policies enacted to combat corruption are yielding results. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Peary attributes the findings to the establishment of the Economic and Financial Crimes Court and enhanced capacity building for investigators and prosecutors under an interagency coordination framework as key factors driving more efficient case management and successful prosecutions. However, he says although public sector corruption cases declined from 55 in 2023 to 40 in 2024, the reduction is marginal and needs vigilance and commitment to deepen anti-graft measures until corruption is decisively curtailed.
The policies that have been put in place are definitely bearing fruit. We now have the Economic and Financial Crimes Court, which is ensuring that cases are expeditiously prosecuted. We've also had a lot of capacity building for investigators and prosecutors under the auspices of the interagency coordination framework. These things do not happen by accident. They happen because there's a will to ensure that we reduce graft in the country. There's this marginal improvement, but we need to keep on improving. It's not by accident. It's because a lot of effort is being put in ensuring that we fight crime.
Meanwhile, Chapter One Foundation Executive Director Josiah Kalala says while Zambia has taken some steps to combat corruption, such as increased investigative reporting and limited asset recoveries, the efforts remain largely superficial. Mr. Kalala says it is difficult to indicate an improvement because whatever is contained in the report does not directly disclose who is involved, thereby undermining the principles of transparency and accountability.
The reduction in public sector corruption whilst illicit financial flows are increasing. There's need to interrogate the view that corruption is going down. In Zambians' day-to-day lived lives, you see corruption happening at roadsides and so on. So I'm not too sure about the veracity of the findings from the Financial Intelligence Center. In my view, this figure is maybe based on transactions based off corruption that reach the threshold where the Financial Intelligence Center is notified by financial institutions and other duty bearers.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has disclosed that it is developing a real-time monitoring system to track fuel stock levels aimed at preventing oil marketing companies, or MCs, from hoarding fuel during price changes. The ERB Director General, Elijah Sichone, has stated that the new platform will provide live updates on fuel quantities across the country, strengthening compliance checks and curbing artificial scarcity. Engineer Sichone tells Phoenix News that this will enable ERB to detect discrepancies and take swift action. He explains that the system will strengthen compliance checks, ensuring that oil marketing companies adhere to regulations, and will enhance transparency in fuel stock monitoring, enabling the ERB to take informed decisions. Engineer Sichone adds that under the existing regulations, any station unable to sell fuel for more than 48 hours must provide valid reasons or face enforcement action, but the computerized system will strengthen compliance checks and protect consumers from unjustified price movements.
Because we have limitations in terms of our presence throughout the country, and also the fact that information is collected on a daily basis. We are now moving into introducing a new system, the National Stock Monitoring System. What this system will do is that remotely we will be able to monitor stock volumes, you know, computerized. We will also be able to monitor even tankers that are moving from one place to the other. The other depots will be able to actually have online, or let me say live. So that system is now being developed. It's developed in phases, and again, we are working towards having a national stock control system that will assist us to be able to monitor real-time the stocks available at the various facilities, you know, across the country.
The Zambia Land Alliance has challenged government to do more in monitoring and enforcing laws that guide land resettlement agreements in mining areas amid complaints from communities that continue to suffer after being relocated. The Alliance Executive Director, Patrick Musole, has told Phoenix News that while large mining companies, particularly in Northwestern Province, have created jobs and paid taxes, the communities they displace for mining projects are not being properly looked after. Mr. Musole explains to Phoenix News that the resettlement requires that people who are moved should either be better off or restored to their original position. But instead, he says that most of those relocated have no title documents and are now worse off than before. He says during recent meetings with more than 100 affected residents in Northwestern Province, people complained that the new areas they were moved to have no proper roads, no markets, no health facilities, and no schools. Mr. Musole has further described government's absence from these resettlement programs as a serious concern, as it has left investors making huge profits while ignoring the suffering of local people displaced by mining activities.
The investor has come to make money. Of course, they will make some contribute to the development. They will pay their taxes. But government is supposed to ensure that they monitor all their responsibility for resettling people lies with the investor. But someone is supposed to keep an eye to ensure that the standards of resettlement are adhered to, and that is supposed to be government. Unfortunately, that is what government is not doing well at. In all resettlement processes, we have seen that government is basically missing in action, and the people, investors, are doing as they wish.
Human rights defender Nkande Mwanajuti is urging the newly appointed Human Rights Commission Board to uphold the rule of law and intensify efforts to protect human rights in Zambia. The board, appointed by President Hakainde Hichilema, subject to National Assembly ratification, includes Dr. Pamela Sambo as chairperson, Dr. Felicity Kalunga as vice chairperson, and commissioners, among them Ms. Panic Chilufya and Ms. Laura Miti. Mr. Mwanajuti has emphasized that the board's primary role is to ensure the commission functions effectively within the law, and has warned against claiming human rights in a way that could lead to disorder. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwanajuti has highlighted the need for intensified human rights education to empower citizens about their rights.
And they will make sure that they stand by the rule of law, defend the rule of law, and we work according to the four corners of the law, no shortcuts. So the either oversight body to ensure that the commission functions well. The Human Rights Commission continues to function well as the legal mandate. So far so good. I think what we must do as a people is to congratulate the appointees and hope that do us better, all the best, and they'll serve the country in the best, you know, that anybody can expect.
In global news, tsunami alerts have been issued in dozens of countries after a massive magnitude 8.7 earthquake off Russia's east coast. Waves of up to 4 meters high struck Russia's far eastern Kamchatka region early on Wednesday, with tsunami alerts issued for the United States, Japan, the Philippines, Indonesia, Ecuador, Chile, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Peru, Mexico, and numerous Pacific Island states. The U.S. National Weather Service issued tsunami warnings for the state of Hawaii and Alaska's Aleutian Islands and lower level tsunami advisories for parts of California, including Los Angeles.